I am not just trying to get on your good side when I tell you how much I love being with this church. I was talking to my mom on the phone last week, and I said, yeah, I'm headed back to Casey, Illinois. And she said, now, what is it that you just love about that church again? And I tried to think, how do I just describe this to her? And finally, I said, well, Mom, you remember what it was like at home in the 90s when we had about 100 people, and there were all these young people, and we had these Bible classes, and there was just a sense of family love. She was like, oh, yeah. I said, it's a lot like that. I really do feel at home, and you have made me feel at home. And I'm so thankful that we get to open God's Word together. Please take your Bibles. Take our Bibles back to 2 Timothy chapter 2 or follow along on the screen. And let's continue to dig into this very rich metaphor that Paul uses with Timothy to let us know that we are vessels for honor. Last night, you'll remember that we talked about, let's see if I got that on. There we go. Okay. Last night, you'll remember we talked about those water bottles that everybody is carrying. And we said, why did these things get so popular? Well, because of the health and because of their usefulness and because of the sense of values that it communicated. And we talked about the whole story of selling the Hydro Flask company for $200 million. And we said, why are we talking about water bottles? But we see that these vessels that God is talking about are supposed to be clean. They're supposed to be useful, and they're supposed to be intentionally pursuing righteousness and faith and love and peace. That these are the qualities God desires for His people. But there's this interesting phrase used in chapter 2 that we have to stop and focus on tonight. And if you're allowed to have favorites, which I'll just say you are, maybe this is my favorite lesson of the whole weekend. Because there is an element of endurance in this chapter that I find fascinating. Look down at verse 10 for a moment. Chapter 2 and verse 10. For this reason, I endure all things for the sake of those who are chosen, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, and with it eternal glory. Paul, why are you telling Timothy about endurance in these terms and in this context? I'd like to know. But wait a minute, I back up to verse 3. And there's this concept again. He tells Timothy, suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ. Paul,